Hello, and you know the drill by now. This is Upstage's 5 Minutes With, when we get to spend 5 minutes with someone very interesting. And as you know, we often invite clients and friends and suppliers and partners. But today we've got one of our own. We've got Carl Lee, who is, in fact, a very new Upstager and joined us very recently and based over in our West Coast office. Carl, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks, Matthew.
Excellent. So, Carl, you've joined us as a senior producer, and looking back on your past experience, I mean, it reads less like a kind of resume and more like a Grammys backstage pass introduction. You know, you've got Bon Jovi, you've got James Blunt, Beyonce, Rod Stewart. You've worked with some amazing people in your career. Tell us a little bit about how your career has developed and how you ended up working with us at Upstage.
Yeah, terrific. Happy to share that. My career started kind of oddly. Was in school. MTV was casting for a show. So I actually started out as a contestant on a show. But while we were filming this show, I was constantly asking, what does that do? How does that work? Why can't that guy grab that cable? And that segued into an executive producer offering me a production assistant's role. And from there, I just kind of got the entertainment, so to speak, but production bug, and segued there into a couple of events that really kind of shaped my career very, very early on. So I was very blessed to kind of see that. So MTV went to the Olympics in Atlanta in 96. So I will date myself. And then from there, you kind of figure out that a lot of these bodies of people work in the same industry. So the Olympics was the group of folks that did all the award shows. So you had mentioned the Grammys, and the Olympics actually was done by Don Mischer Productions, which is in the same building with Pierre Cossette, who did the Grammys forever. So you work with them, you can go to the Grammys, and then you get into that variety show kind of genre.
Fantastic. I'm going to have to ask you what the MTV show was and date yourself even further that you auditioned for.
It actually was a show called Sandblast that was kind of like a physical competition on the beach where you're placed with a partner, and then you go through all these competitions. And I think that my poster was finally taken down, but the West Coast MTV office had a poster of me completing one of these tasks. It's up there forever. So I was known as that guy more than my work.
That's fantastic. So you've worked with some amazing people and on some amazing programs. Is there one particular moment that stands out for you as a real highlight of your career?
Absolutely. I'll go back to the Olympics there. You know, I think the Olympics holds a pretty special place in a lot of people's hearts for many different reasons. Mm. I actually just watched the Eagle documentary about the ski jumper from the UK. Yeah. But for me, it was the Olympics, most definitely. I guess the best way to explain it is every single aspect of production and entertainment, I think, comes together there with the technical aspects of multiple cameras and just what it takes to have that as the largest broadcast in the world constantly. Also the creative aspects of it with all of the numbers that they have beforehand. I specifically worked on the opening and closing ceremonies. Should have mentioned that. So being able to work with a lot of very well established and talented choreographers, costume designers, directors, it really shaped, now looking back on it, where I kind of took my career. It really set the tone for what I wanted to learn and kind of where I wanted to go in the industry.
And you're also kind of staying with the fitness and sporting theme, I guess. You're involved in something called Beachbody. Now, tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, Beachbody, I think, is very interesting. You know, an organization that's been doing very well. And what they have done is really capitalize on the technology side of things. So they're currently, what my latest involvement with is their current version called Body, BODI, which is Bod Interactive. And we built out a studio that had large 13-foot by 64-foot wide LED wall where the trainers, their super trainers, would come on and do 45-minute workouts, but pipe in on their own platform folks to work out with them from home. So it was a terrific way to build business, to use technology, to build their brand, to really have these trainers have this personal interaction, you know, do a lot of shout outs. And it was like a family of what they had developed there. But you could also, if you weren't part of the workout with a trainer, you could also view it and work out alongside them. So it really had a far reaching kind of attribute to it. And, yeah. and I really appreciated being able to direct some of those episodes, but also be part of the team that was building out the studio. So for me, it quenched a lot of that creative and technological thirst that I have.
Absolutely. And obviously, I'm sure, you know, even though you're using a technology platform, a lot of it has to do with the production values, the personality of the performers, the trainers, all of that kind of creative aspect of it is incredibly important.
Absolutely. I think that part of it was, you know, how is it relating the business-wise to these consumers, whether it's the folks that are on the screen with us or the ones that are just watching, which those were, you know, two different levels of membership there. But, you know, you're talking about creative aspects of it. What was the background on this wall that had the folks that were working out? What was the stage look like? And, you know, a lot of folks would probably take for granted how the simplicity of it, but also in that simplicity was an elegance to relating to multiple levels of consumers. And it also was setting kind of a tone for the industry itself. So I wasn't aware how big that industry was, but, you know, Apple has their thing and a lot of those really feed off of each other. So that business to business kind of aspect really was in full effect as well.
And do you think, I mean, I've certainly noticed that as a trend that business to business marketing and kind of communication and engagement activity is learning a lot of lessons from B2C. Is that your experience as well?
Absolutely. You know, at the end of the day, it's all about the product and that connection to the consumer. So the B2B is kind of, to me, just the step prior to that. So why not use a lot of the same steps to getting there? You know, the business to business aspect of it to me is the bedrock of how this kind of develops and what your end product may be. So very similar in those areas.
And it sounds like, you know, in your career, you've kind of married together the creativity, the technology and production and all of that into one kind of whole. When you think about the future of engagement, what do you get really excited about? What are the things that you think are, you know, this may be in its infancy now, but this is going to be very, very exciting for the future?
There's so many things, Matthew, that are coming down. I tell folks this, excuse me, about what I do that really intrigues me. It's like, where else can you do an event that may open with a classical Broadway play? And then we have some of the most intriguing and interesting minds as your keynote speaker that you get to work with them. And all the time we're playing with, you know, A-list top level technology. So it really taps into the creative side. I call it the creative and tech geek side of me. So you're working with all of these aspects at the same time. Right now, there's one aspect of technology that it's the worst and the best part of it, and that's the advancement. So just when you're starting to learn something, it changes, but that's so intriguing. So I really feel that, you know, like everyone else, this AR, XR, is what's going to be the next step in it. You know, I think that we're doing a lot with it right now, still in the broadcast world. That's very interesting, intriguing, and we'll find ways to plug it into the live environment other than like holograms of previous artists joining a new artist on stage, you know, which is very cool. But definitely that's the aspect of it, of where it's going, that, you know, sooner than later, we're going to find wild and, you know, very creative ways to bring those into our live events.
I agree. And I think it is a very exciting time for all kind of levels of audience engagement. And we're all learning from each other, which is fantastic. Carl, I think we may slightly overrun on our 5 minutes, but I don't think anyone will hold that against us. I could carry on talking to you all day, and I'm very lucky that I get the opportunity to carry on talking to you all day. But for everyone else who's listening in, I'd like to thank Carl Lee, our senior producer, for joining us today, and hope you can join us again on the next episode of Upstage's 5 Minutes With.